Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Look, now I do digress because you're going to, this is about you, but it's about me. Because you're going to get the little, well, there's no spot behind your ear because I've had a look at you behind your ear. You're going to get that
Don't
checked
tell
out.
Tell me whether it hurts or it doesn't.
No. Well, I'm saying yes. I'm just saying I can't see a spot, Brother Robert.
Yes, you can.
I couldn't see a spot. No, oh, he's coming around. He needs to show me. You showed
it hurts,
me.
It hurts
there. Hair. Yeah, I know, but see? There's no spot there.
Yeah.
I played with it yesterday. Oh, there is a, oh, there is a spot there.
See?
There is a spot. All right. Well, you're going to get it checked out, and good boy. Because I've had a lot of things, because we grew up in the sun. That's 6 weeks every Christmas I'd spend out in the sun.
Yeah.
You know, and the awareness wasn't around when we were kids, but it is now. So go and get your skin checked.
Yeah, I know.
But I still remember, because I've had them chopped off everywhere.
Put your shirt back on, please.
Sorry about that. I just wanted to show you the scar at the front. And I remember Dr. Pete chopped this one out on my chest one time, but I was sitting in the surgery, and this little old lady went
just
in.
Just a local?
Yeah, yeah, just, you know.
Not a local surgery, just a local anaesthetic.
Yeah, and the little old lady, she went in before me, and she got all this big thing cut off her arm, and she just walks out, and another bloke goes in, just walks out, yeah. And I go in, and I had to get this thing chopped off my chest.
Yeah.
And there's about three or four stitches, but they had to, you know, they burn it.
And the lawnmower out first,
and the smell of the burning skin just makes me a bit sick. And as I got up, he said, "Oh, you don't look really well."
What do you mean he burnt you?
No, they have that where they burn the skin, you know, where they I don't know whatever they do, but they, you know, there's that smell.
Freeze it?
No, it's burning. Haven't you ever had that? Have you never had that where they burn for some reason, whether it stops the blood or whatever? But anyway, and it may be a bit. And Pete said, "Oh, you better lay." I walked out. He said, "You look a bit pale." He said, "You better lay."
That's my natural complexion.
So he said, "Ever lie down." And I'm laying down in the seats in the surgery across this bench. And whoever was behind the counter went and got me a cup of tea. And I thought, "Oh, that is so nice," because they, you know, they were concerned about me. But anyway, about 3 weeks later after that, I had to host the boxing at Gosford RSL. I'm going around having a chat to people, and a bloke said, "I saw you the other week." I said, "Where was that?" He said, "I was when you nearly fainted in the doctor's surgery and you had to lie down."
That was me.
They went and got you a cup of tea. So be very careful. Bit of word of warning, Robert.
94-year-old Maud nearly sprinted out of the doctor, and there's Paddy Gerard lying down with a cup of tea in recovery position.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Today's the day.
Oh, you're going
to get my spot check.
Yeah.
Because there's like a little, it hurts behind
Well, it's not a spot because I've checked your ear out. It's not a spot. There's nothing there.
Oh, thanks, doctor.
That's okay. I don't bog Bill, so
you're the last person I'd ever go to for medical advice.
Mate, I took a picture. Could we see anything after I took that picture behind your ear? No.
Why does it hurt?
I don't know.
And anyway, if you've got a spot,
get it checked out. Oh, bloody oath. I get it done every 6 months or every 12 months or something.
You don't even have to do the whole body check. You just got to get the spot check.
Yeah.
You should do the body check once a year at least.
When you get the spot check, though, you don't need to take your clothes off. So, you know, when you start disrobing, hey, it's beyond the ear.
Your problem is when you said, "What's this spot here?" They said, "That's your
wang." Wang, wang. That's your.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
It's important to get yourself checked.
Very much so.
That's what pricked my ears up when I saw this, a medical breakthrough that could reduce the recurrence of melanoma in patients, and someone who knows a lot more about it.
Yes, is Dr. Nick Coatsworth, who is from the infectious disease physician. He joins us this morning. Dr. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Not too bad. This is good news, Dr. Nick.
Oh, look, it is. I just want to say it's great news that you're paying attention to lumps and bumps that turn up on the body, because so many blokes of our age don't. And I think it's a great message that when we do find things that shouldn't be there, or are feeling things that are a bit unusual, that we go to our GP and get them checked out. So full points on that one.
Well, thanks. Yeah. I looked at Paddy the first time I met him. I said, "There's a massive lump on the front of your face." He said, "That's my nose."
Dr. Nick, he is an idiot. Seriously. But
what is this breakthrough we're hearing about, testing for tumours?
Yeah, so this is an actual vaccine for cancer. Now, let's say that again, a vaccine for cancer. It would just be an amazing breakthrough, and it's well on the way to being actually available for Australians. And basically what happens for Australian patients with advanced melanoma, so what we call metastases, it's gone to other places in the body, it's really a threat to your life. You can take some of the tumour now and create an mRNA vaccine against the tumour, and your own body's immune cells then start to fight it a little bit more than they were before, and it has amazing results of 44% decrease in mortality at 18 months compared to standard therapy for people with advanced melanoma. This is not far away now.
That's wow. Incredible.
Really
and
good
now
news.
This is for all types of melanoma, like this, as far as it's not just skin cancer. You're not just taking skin samples, are you?
No, this is particularly for those patients who have got advanced melanoma for whom the standard therapy is not working. So we're not talking about for people who get a skin lesion cut off, it turns out to be melanoma, but it's all gone and they're fine for many years. We're talking about people who it comes back or it's already very advanced when they get diagnosed.
Yep.
This sort of therapy is mainly for them, and it gives a lot of hope because we know it's one of the leading skin cancer capital is Australia. And of course, to have this as part of our medications is going to be incredible. And I think it's probably a couple of years away, but that is pretty close for a cancer vaccine.
And trials going well with this, Dr. Nick?
Yeah, so it's up to what we call phase three trials, which is the last set of trials before you can actually bring something to market. And so that's how close it is. The results have been great. And of course, if it works for melanoma, people who are trialing this, the scientists are looking at other cancers as well. So in the future, it's not just going to be melanoma. One thing I got to say to the listeners, though, is that, you know, prevention's always better than having to have the cure.
Yeah.
Still have to wear a hat. You still have to wear long sleeve shirts and put sunscreen on during summer, and particularly when you're a child and a young adult.
Yeah.
Really important stuff.
Too right. And a couple of years, that's a realistic time scale as well, not like the fast train that we're hoping for on the Central Coast. That could be, who knows when that's coming.
You're going to be waiting a long time for that. But no, this is realistic. We're talking to the TGA's been spoken to by the pharmaceutical company, which is Moderna, the same people who did the COVID-19 vaccines. And the talks are going on now. So this is soon.
Funky Cole Moderna. Comes
so
back
good.
Again. Yeah, really good news. And don't check yourself in aisle three in the supermarket, Rob, like you did last week. Dr. Nick Coatsworth, infectious disease physician. Mate, that is really good news. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Thanks, fellas. It's a pleasure.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Did you, after getting your yes. ear checked, was there a skin spot behind there, yes or no? Just yes or
well,
no?
Well, I kind of just booked in for a spot check, which you can do if you see anything.
Yes or no?
And then I'm not answering that.
You should be a politician.
After you go in.
It didn't come back.
And she says, okay, she said, that's fine.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it. But
yeah.
She said, there might be, it's just a lymph node, but that would come up because of something else. Have you got any other bangs or bruises? And I went, oh, gee, let me think.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't that. It wasn't that. Wild night in Sydney.
No.
Thank you, doctor.
Anyway, so they get the little light out and she goes, look, while you're here, I may as well just do a full check so you don't have to come back, you know, for another 12 months. I went, yeah, cool, do that.
You didn't have to take your shirt off.
Yeah, I'd take the lot off.
The love of Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Took the lot off.
Oh, God. Let's pray.
There I was in all my glory.
Oh, in your undies?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
Sorry.
That's what happens.
But you know what the thing is? Because I wasn't expecting to have a full check. So, you know, when you put your undies on in the morning.
And they were not good?
You're only... You're only really concerned about them if you know you're going to have to get them out.
So, you wear your good ones when you do go to the doctor.
I was just praying that I hadn't put on a pair that had a big hole in the back.
Or they're really loose around the front.
I'm so sorry. She's got the little light.
A little light.
She goes, oh, what's
operative
that?
Words. She says, it's like the princess in the pea.
Oh, is it like a floodlight?
Yeah.
So they can see everything.
Yeah. So what happened?
She's going, what's that scar? And then I
Where
started.
Was that?
on my back of my neck.
Oh, right. Okay. So you had the
scar. I said, oh, right. don't worry about that, Doc. Yeah. That was an operation. I had a pinched nerve. And then she goes, oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Looks around towards the front. Oh, what's this one at the front?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was another neck operation that I had. She's going, oh, really? And then she's looking down here. What's that? Oh, that was where I tore my finger on a bit of sheet metal. So every scar I'm identifying. Then she goes, look, can you just tell me, are there any others I'm going to run into? And I started going through the list. Yes. I've had my knee done twice. I've had an ankle roll over. I had to get pin in the ankle. That scar's healed up a while ago. And she's just gone, oh, my God, I've got Frankenstein in here with poor underwear.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
I'm so glad we got Dr. Pham on the show today.
Yeah, because I'm sick of having you.
Hey, mate.
Pretend to be a doctor.
Oh, listen, pal, I didn't charge you anything.
You just
I charge
stuff
Medicare.
Up.
We got the Dr. Pham from Providence Medical at your morning. G'day, Dr. Pham.
Hey, Dr. Pham.
Morning, guys.
Now, listen, first of all, can you control someone's ego? is there a pill?
I don't have to answer that,
no, doctor. No, I do want to know before we talk about skincare. Can you control someone's ego?
I might have some magic tablets for it.
Yeah, though. Magic tablets. And it's easy to seem like you have an ego when you're standing next to someone as ordinary as you are. That's the problem.
But Dr. Pham, my wife thinks I'm a narcissist. Oh, is there pills for that?
I think we all have the same issue.
Yeah, the same. It's the same.
Okay. All right. Okay. Right. Can I make an appointment?
Oh, can you do it?
Yeah, more than welcome. Making sure it's long.
Right. Okay. Yeah. It'll be a double appointment. It'll be a double appointment. No, but we are now.
In the room, you two.
Okay. Now, Dr. Pham specialises in skin cancer management. Now, you went last week, and it's really important you do it.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. I just thought I had something that didn't feel right behind my ear, and I thought, hang on, I'm going to check that.
But I had a look at Dr. Pham.
Not before my friend had diagnosed that there's nothing to worry about. But I still went and I got a check. It's very important, isn't it?
Yeah, very, very important, definitely.
Now, Dr. Pham, what... I have a lot of skin spots and moles and that.
Oh,
what
tags,
is the
moles.
Skin tags as well?
He cuts his own off occasionally.
I've got hairs coming out of different parts of my body, which
You've
they shouldn't be coming
out of. Hairs.
Now, what though with spots? Because I look at my wife's back and I go, "Babe, you should get that checked out." What is the telltale sign? Is there one if you've got a spot or a mole or something?
Yep, sure. Any spot has been changing, whatever change in size, color. Getting a sore, not healing, that's very dangerous red flag sign. You need to talk to your GP to check it. You need to talk to someone at least has an experience in skin check. Need to be further tested sometimes.
Mm. Is it wise to take a picture, take a photo, say then say a month later, take another photo just to see if there's been any change?
Yeah, skin check start from the patient himself. So at least you need to do a full body skin check yourself. Once a month or once every 3 months with a change of season. You will need to do this with someone like your partner, your wife, to check your back, the back of your ears, the neck.
What about your workmate?
No.
If like to say, now, Dr. Pham.
I prefer not to comment about this.
That's right.
When we're finished with Dr. Pham, I am going to examine you, Robert.
Are you? I'm reneging my offer to my friend to give him lunch today. He wants my food.
Now, Dr. Pham, is it every 6 months? Like, we grew up in the sun. There was no awareness. It's really important. Is it every 6 months, every year, should you go for a checkup?
So, first, you need to do it yourself at home, at least once a month.
Yeah.
But I think it would be very wise to do it at least once with your doctor, with your GP or skin specialist. And then the doctor, according to the examination, will let you know how often you need to do it. If we picked a lot of spots need to be frozen, like precancerous spots, skin cancer has been picked up, then we need to do it every 6 months, every 12 months. If a melanoma has been picked up, this means that you have a very high risk of another melanoma. And we will need to do a skin check every 3 months for at least 2 years.
Yeah.
And all the first degree family members, like brothers, sisters, need to do skin check also. So it varies from one person to another.
Yeah.
But I think it will be wise at least do a skin check once with your doctor. You need to do check yourself every 3 months or every month.
Yeah.
Any new spot, any big colored lesion, any ulcer, any lesion that doesn't heal, That's all these red flags that you need to talk to your GP, is it?
Yeah. I had a spot on my skin. It was dark, and it's always been that way. And every time I had my skin checked, he'd say, yeah, no, that's just a colour pigmentation thing. But then, you know, recently I thought, oh, gee, how, and it feels a bit like, you know, a bit different or a bit scaly or whatever. And then sure enough, the doctors looked at it and said, yep, there's skin cancer there, and just froze it off, but got it in the early stages. And the key is getting these things early, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Yes, it's always good to pick them early because it can be easily managed even at the practice, rather than leave them and then we tell the patient, unfortunately, it's too late. Yeah, especially some cancers are very, very deadly, like melanomas. And yeah, and there is no rule even with melanoma. You can't imagine how many young patients, I've seen melanomas in even children. It's not common, but I've seen it. Yeah. So always have a chat with your doctor, check yourself, check your back. You need to check even the areas that people don't think you can get cancer in it, like your nails, your palms, your feet. Again, you can't imagine how many young patients in 20s and 30s I removed melanomas from their toes and foot.
Yeah. So, and if you're interested, if you want a GP specialising in skin cancer management, go and see Dr. Pham, Providence Medical, your minor. I'm going to do Rob a check over now,
no,
Dr. Pham.
Not.
Thank you for giving me the approval.
And I'm not checking you.
And I'll check all the places that you said to check, Dr. Pham. So thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.